Under Elizabeth I, us Catholics have become experts at disguise. The Mass is banned, and anyone who hears it risks a fine and prison. But we are ingenious. We have secret Mass kits and altar stones small enough to slip into the pocket. With the outlaying of priests, these are difficult times indeed. However, it is the powerful and wealthy recusant families like us who keep the faith alive for many. As Queen Elizabeth I often keeps out of what goes on behind closed doors at our manor houses, if we keep to ourselves, we can find ways to practice our religion, quietly, among ourselves.
When all is said and done, in the end, thus shall you find, the most of all doeth bathe in bliss that hath a quiet mind. In clear from worldly cares, to deem can be content. The sweetest time in all his life in thinking to be spent.
Times were to become tougher under James I after the gunpowder plot, and times would continue to be difficult for the next century for us recusants. However, people like my family remained true to our faith and ourselves. Now we're at Yarmouth Road, let us listen to the glorious music of William Byrd, who has remained a successful court musician, protected through his art from any harm coming to him, despite his friendship with many other dangerous Catholics, such as myself. Byrd has not only put some of my verse to music, he makes reference to our Paston house at Appleton Hall in one of his satirical songs. As Byrd's music plays, turn right, then right again, down the footpath along the playing field, back towards the church where you began. I always think of the glories of William Byrd, Thomas Tallis, John Dryden, and other great English Catholic artists with pride. Their genius helped transition us beyond the religious wars and mistrust of my day. By the later 17th century, being a Roman Catholic was more of a social problem than a political one for many influential families. Press pause until you reach the church again. I will meet you there.